In the name of the triune God who provides for our every need. Amen. The passage of Scripture which will serve as the focus of our meditation today is that passage just read from Numbers chapter 11. You may be seated. Last autumn and winter, there was a kind of panic that spread throughout our country and many other countries of the world. I'm not talking about the financial downturn, the crash of the stock market, although there was some panic associated with that as well, but I'm speaking specifically of the swine flu epidemic. This was a new strain of influenza, and the fear was that it would become an epidemic and then a pandemic throughout the world and would have devastating, deadly effects like those that took place during the pandemic of influenza in 1918. Well, here we are, 7 or 8 months later, and there still hasn't been a pandemic of the swine contagion. But I would contend that there is another pandemic amongst us. It's not the swine contagion, but it's the wine contagion, spelled W-H-I-N-E. That there's a pandemic of complaining and whining and griping and grouching. And it's a pandemic that has infected our lives as well. This is no new strain. It's been around for quite some time. We read about this epidemic here in our text from Numbers chapter 11. It had infected the rabble, and then the Israelites, and then Moses himself. We see the contagious character of this pandemic, this whining epidemic. And the situation is, as the book of Numbers would infer, in the wilderness, in the desert. Over a year earlier, the people had been delivered out of Egypt, delivered out of slavery, delivered from the strong arm of Pharaoh, that tyrannical tyrant, brought out by the strong and mighty arm of Yahweh, delivered through the Red Sea to be free from their oppressors in Egypt, brought to Mount Sinai, where there, this people were constituted as a covenant nation, a kingdom of priests, a holy people unto God, a people of God's special choosing, greatly blessed in this covenant. And now they are on their way to the promised land, a land God has promised them flowing with milk and honey. And all the while they're in the wilderness, in the desert, a forbidding land that would not provide them with food in and of itself, God has miraculously given them water from the stone, bread from heaven in the manna. And yet only 3 days in the journey from Sinai to the promised land, they begin to complain. The whining becomes contagious. And it begins with what verse 4 calls the rabble. It says, "Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving." The rabble were really those people who had tagged along in the Exodus. Not necessarily Israelites, but people of other ethnic groups who had come along for the ride. They were kind of the hangers-on. But they remembered the food that they had in Egypt, and they began to whine. But the whining becomes contagious. The epidemic is caught by the Israelites themselves. It says, "And the people of Israel also wept again and said, 'Oh, that we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we had in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at. Yuck! This is all we get day after day, manna. There's only so much you can do with one ingredient here. Maybe manna burgers, manna casserole, manna cotti, but your options are a bit limited here. Give us some variety. Give us meat to eat. And the infection is caught even by Moses, this wine contagion. Verse 11, Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you dealt ill with your servant, that is me? And why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive these people? Did I give them birth, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a nursing child to the land that you swore to give to them?' Am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to carry all this people alone. The burden is too heavy for me. If you will treat me like this, kill me at once, if I find favor in your sight, that I may not see my wretchedness." Even now, Moses gripes and complains about the role, the responsibility, the calling that God has given to him. It is quite a wine pandemic. Well, before we wag our heads and shake our fingers at those ancient Israelites, we need to see that the symptoms of this epidemic are amongst us as well. Students who have come here, maybe you have left a very comfortable home and now are residing in a little cubicle called a dorm room, or a stuffy apartment building, or cramped married student housing, and you begin to complain about God's provision along this journey that you have through seminary. And then there's the food. Eating at the commons, a little more variety than just manna, but week after week after week, it begins to taste pretty much the same. And we begin complaining and whining about that. And what about faculty and staff here as well? Because of the economic downturn and the cutbacks in personnel, many of us have experienced significant changes, perhaps increases in our workload and decreases in our benefits. And there's plenty of the wine contagion, W-H-I-N, to go around among us. The symptoms are evident among us as well. And we complain about the calling that God has given to us, just as Moses complained about his calling, perhaps the calling to be a student, and all the reading, all the writing, all the memorizing of vocabulary. We complain. Or as faculty and staff, we complain about the workload, about our calling. "It's too heavy a burden that you've given to me." We whine. There is indeed a pandemic among us, a wine pandemic. So is there any cure? Is there any vaccine? Currently, our government is working on a vaccine for the swine flu epidemic. They're running into some obstacles with that. It's going slower than they had hoped, but the plan is still to have it out in October or November, available, that vaccine. But what about this epidemic that is upon us now, the whining epidemic? Is there a solution? Is there a cure? And I say, yes, there is. And that cure, that medicine, is found in the all-sufficient work of Christ. The reason we whine is because we think that we don't have everything we need. But in Christ, He brings all that we need, all that we need, body and soul. He promises it. He delivers it. The ancient Israelites were delivered out of slavery in the Exodus, but we have been delivered from the slavery to Satan and sin, a far greater Exodus. We have passed through the waters of baptism into this new covenant, a new and better covenant sealed with the blood of Christ for us. And now we journey towards that promised land, the new heavens and the new earth. And as we do, God provides for us. He provides for us the nourishment, the water of His Word. He provides for us the bread from heaven, Jesus Christ, in His sacrament of the Lord's body and blood in the bread and the wine. He provides everything that we need, and for our physical well-being too. You're all here. You're all well. God has provided, and for that, we give thanks. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1 about the riches that God has given to us in Christ, the all-sufficient work and the merits of Christ for us. And this is what he says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. In Him, in Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. The riches of His grace, which He has lavished upon us. And what specifically does Paul identify as the riches of His grace? Redemption through Christ's blood. The forgiveness of our trespasses. And as we come to Him today, acknowledging, confessing that we have been infected, and we demonstrate the symptoms of this wine epidemic, whining and complaining, we know that His blood cleanses us from that sin, that we have forgiveness from that trespass. And now, as a response, with this new perspective of the riches that we have in Christ, the all-sufficient blessing that He gives to us, out of our mouths comes not whining, complaining, griping, and grouching, but out of our mouths comes praise, doxology, thanks to the One who has provided so lavishly us with these riches, so that we can say, as Paul says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. Amen.